In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints. Saints, one and all. That's who you are. How does it feel to be called a saint? What do you think about that? Saint Denise? Saint Michael? Saint Sharon? Saint Chuck? Saint Tim? Saint Brandon? What about it, Saint Ron? Saint Anne? Saint Brian? Saint Joseph? Saint Christine? How about it, Saint Rand? You like to hear you that way? Does it just bless you to hear that you're a saint, Steve? Ken? Carl? How about it? Or do you want to say, hardly? Yeah. You know, the Roman Catholic Church has successfully brainwashed us to think that saints are people who have been dead for 10 years and have displayed enough of a lingering good work that they did a miracle and so that they're okay to be called saints. And that's really not who and what a saint is. You're saints. You're saints because of what God has done. It's interesting, in the Bible there are little hints various places, but this is an interesting one. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons. So Paul called the membership of the church there in Philippi, they are the saints, and then they also address the pastors and the other leaders, the deacons, who took care of the temporal welfare of the church. So those saints were alive. It's interesting. It's not All Saints Day. All Saints Day is November 1st. But we recognize All Saints Sunday just as a way for us to realize that we're saints too. But if we think that being a saint is a title we earn or something we deserve, we'll never be saints. Because there's always more to do. And if you're not doing it by now perfectly, you're out of any possibility of getting that title yourself. One of the words we have for sin is it means to miss the mark. So if you're not perfect all the time in the way you think and the way you talk and in the way you conduct yourself, you're not a saint in your own efforts. You're just a sinner. You're missing the mark. You're a failure through and through across the spectrum of who and what you are, according to God's word. Maybe you're like me. Perfect in body and soul gets harder to even imagine the longer one lives in this broken world. But here's the good news. Saint is not something you deserve. It's a title bestowed. It's actually something that happens to you because of someone outside of you. We got a really interesting glimpse at the last day of human history in our first reading, Revelation chapter 7. We are given a picture of what's happening on the last day of human history on earth, and whether or not you count the 144,000 in the Oriental way, which that's the heads of households plus their family, or in the American way, just 144,000, when we see John turning to heaven, there's a multitude that no one could count from every tribe, nation, and language. But what's really interesting is what they looked like. And in the middle of chapter 7, we hear this. The question was asked, "These who are wearing white robes, who are they and where have they come from?" And John does the smart thing by saying, "I don't know, you tell me." And so here's what The messenger said, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." It's hard to think that you can make things white with blood. Most of the time, we're trying to get blood out of stuff, and it doesn't work so well. But the blood of Christ is different. That's the blood that makes us white. That's the blood that makes us perfect. That's the blood that makes us whole. The challenge in your life and my life is we're too good at seeing all the dirt in our life, and we're good at seeing the dirt in those around us. But this blood takes care of that like nothing else can in your life, in my life. And so being called a saint is a result of this blood that has been at work that changes your identity and my identity. And that's a challenge. So often in your life and my life, we can think so less of ourselves. We can think less of those around us as if somehow we have an advantage. There is no advantage for people that can't do everything perfectly, who are just run-of-the-mill sinners across everything they do in their life. But what about this? Starting to look at yourself in the mirror before you leave, say, "I'm a saint by the blood of Christ, no matter how I look today." Why not look at each other? Saints, one and all. The saints of St. Paul Lutheran Church. It's not an easy thing for us to do. Perhaps we've been trained too well in the school of the law so that we know we all fall short. So we need to be schooled in the gospel as well. And here's the truth. This is how it works. This is why God sent the ultimate saint maker. Paul explains it this way to the church in Colossae. "For in him," that is Christ, "all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through him," that is Christ, "to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. When Christ shed his blood on the cross, he brought to a close the most epic and tragic and lethal war known to the human race. And that's our war against God. That's our hostility against God. And in the cross of Christ, now you and I have peace. Our relationship with God is one of peace. Next time you feel guilty, just say, "Lord, thank you for making peace." When you think God is mad at you, say, "Lord, I know you sent your son to give me peace with you." That's the truth. Not what I think in my heart or in my mind. I've been reconciled by the blood of his cross. So even if there are challenges in marriage and parenting and grandparenting and the neighbors at work and here, no matter where you're at, there can be challenges. In Christ, you have peace with God. The most important thing, this vertical relationship with God, has been taken care of by the blood spilt at Calvary's cross for you and for me. That blood changes everything. Not only that, but look what it does. "And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you," here it is, "holy." And it's the same word that we use for saint in noun form. "And blameless and above reproach before him." So by Christ's sacrifice, you are now holy and blameless and above reproach. Man, you're in great shape. You're perfect in Christ. Perfect. And that's a title that you have. That's a gift you've been granted. That is something that's been bestowed to you by Almighty God. This is how you are. The challenge in your life and my life is to keep applying it. It's hard to see my family as a bunch of saints sometimes. And I'm sure it's not necessarily easy for them to see saint in me, just like I'm sure it is for all of you. But you can call me Saint Stace anyway, because it's not always easy for me to see the saint in you. Dear, 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 dear saints of God. But it's more than just a title that you can say I have. It's more than something you can say, yeah, just call me Saint Joey, Saint Brian, Saint Bo, Saint Travis. You can actually apply it. See, this is the cool thing about the blood of Christ, is that you can apply this title to whatever you're dealing with in your life. Look at how Paul says it. Oh, well, I'll skip, go to this one. So this is now Paul writing to the church in Corinth. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand. This is really a powerful word. This is more than just me standing here. This is how you can be before God all the time. And so this standing that you can have is a condition you can be in all the time through this gospel, by which you are being saved. And you know, this idea of being saved, it's an ongoing process. It's a present active thing. You are being saved from all kinds of things. You're being saved from some of the bad thoughts you've had today so far in the blood of Christ. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. So the challenge is to keep applying this incredible gift in Christ, this blood shed for you, to all the parts and pieces of your life where it's hard to see the saintliness of your own life or the saintliness of those around you. Apply the blood. And here it is. For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and to the 12. Jesus died for your sins according to the Scripture, was buried, rose, and appeared. That's the fundamental good news. Taking that, believing that, applying that to whatever you're dealing with next in your life today, you stand. You stand. You know, we live in a world where people are so busy trying to change each other. Certainly there are things in our congregation, and I'm working with leaders, to change. Have you ever gotten into a relationship with somebody thinking, I'll change him or I'll change her? It's not an easy thing to do, because it's really up to God to change people. And he changes them through the blood of Christ. That's what he does. And we can best do this. We can best do this understanding this. Oh, sorry. Let's read it together. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So how we deal with all this is understanding that we walk with God, confessing our sins, receiving his forgiveness, understanding that the blood of Jesus is cleansing us. It's a present tense. Even if the blood no longer drops from the cross, even though the sacrifice was done once for all and Christ is risen and reigning, that blood that was shed on Calvary's cross has an ongoing effect in your life and my life. Present tense. It's working right now in your life and my life, cleansing us. from all unrighteousness, so that we in Christ before God are nothing less than perfect. You're perfect in Christ right now. That's how you and I stand. And as we apply that perfection, that blood of Christ to our lives, we stand. As we share it with others, that's the best way that we can invoke change in the people around us. You and I make people perfect. We make them holy in the message of the gospel, telling them about the blood of Christ that was shed, that cleanses us and that overwhelms us with God's love. So there you have it, dear saints. Saint Karen, Saint Shelby, Saint Phyllis, Saint Sue, Saint Christian, Saint Wade, Saint Jennifer, Saint Michael, Saint Mike, Saint Nate. Receive it. Hey, why not call each other saints before you go home? In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.